wrestling. We'll start off with the girls' side of things. The Lady Beaver wrestling team finished second at league, and then they'll be at home on Saturday. I invite you out to come and watch them at 9 a.m. is when the 4 through 1A girls regional wrestling starts at the Scott Community Events Center. We got a couple of the league champions joining us here. We'll start off with, at 190 pounds, Lydia Alfonso. How are you doing this evening?
Good. I'm good. I'm doing good.
That's good. Well, congratulations on a league championship there. And I know, I think you only had one other girl you had to wrestle, but you beat her twice. So that worked out well there. But how did you feel like that you progressed through both of your matches on Friday?
Well, I wrestled her before, so I figured, I'm like, oh, I've beat her. I've wrestled her before. She was really short. She's probably like 4'11 or something. I'm like, yeah, I'll get her this time.
All right. Well, and you're not that much taller, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. But you're the intimidator, though.
Yeah.
So, it's been a fast season. Is it hard to believe that you're already to postseason?
Yeah, it really is. I feel like last year I just kept going and going, and this year I feel like if I don't win on Saturday, I'm done for the rest of my life.
But, yeah, it just kind of almost an extra sense of urgency, isn't it? Well, how do you feel like that you've improved along the way this year?
I think I definitely improved. I think, because I remember the first day of practice, I was like, man, I just feel like I've gotten so much worse than I have since last year. But I feel like I definitely improved on everything that I could have. So.
All right. What do you feel like the big key is for you here to maybe punch that ticket to state?
I think probably this mentality. Some of the girls there have beat me. I think I really hope I get them this Saturday, because I think I could. There was this girl at Garden. I think I could have beat her, but something happened and, you know, it just didn't end up in my favor. But I definitely think if I see her again, which I will on Saturday, I'll try to get her.
All right. Go do that there. And what would it be like to qualify for state?
It'd be great. I mean, maybe not like those extra morning runs, but I think everything other than that would be pretty good.
Well, I don't know. I think those extra morning runs are incentive. I mean, you want to do them for 2 more weeks, right? Because you want to qualify for state.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
There you go. See, I got to help you out there, Lydia. Lydia Alfonso, a senior, joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, and congratulations on a good season so far.
Thank you.
All right, once again, the senior Lydia Alfonso. We go down to the freshman at 105 pounds, the league champion, and Haley McDaniel. And how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, congratulations on your day Friday. You had a big win along the way as well. What was the day like for you on Friday?
The day went pretty well. All my matches went good. I dislocated my finger in my second one, but other than that, it went pretty smooth.
Well, that was kind of a freakish thing, and you had a little assistance there, and you got it popped out. And from what it sounded like, after you got that popped out, it was just like, it's go time, huh?
Yeah, I was just like, time to go. Let's just win this and get it over with.
And you did that, and then you had the last match against the girl from Cimarron, and that was a big win for you. Kind of go through that match.
So we started on our feet. It was going good, and the whole match was just mixed up, but I know I got a takedown. I got a couple back points. It was just a good match. I think I wrestled pretty well.
You feel like that you've really, is it hard to believe how well you've come along throughout the beginning of the year for being out for wrestling for the first time to where you're at now?
It is. I wasn't honestly expecting to do this good. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I've improved a lot throughout the season already, and I just hope to do good things.
You've watched a lot of wrestling, so how much have you learned from maybe your big brothers watching up in the stands?
I've learned a lot. Just seeing it all my life, I think, has just helped me a lot.
What would you like to see from the weekend here?
Obviously, I want to go to state. I just want to do my best. Hopefully, top place pretty high.
All right. And how exciting is it to be at home for regionals?
It's exciting. I think being at home gives me more, drive to want to do better.
Yeah. All right. And you get to sleep at home. Sleep in a motel or anything.
Yeah, that's nice, too.
Yes. Well, you've had a great season, Haley. Congratulations on your league championship, and good luck to you coming up here Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Haley McDaniel joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. The girls' wrestling team was second at league on Friday with several individual league champions. We'll go to the boys' wrestlers next to see who wants to go. All right, we got Caden or Colin. It'll be Colin. He wants to go first. He's gonna set the tone here. because we got to go in and weight order here, 150 to 157 here. So it's Colin at 150, league championship for you on Friday. Congratulations, Colin, and how's things going?
Thank you, Adam. They're going pretty dang good.
All right, and I know you're kind of still in that healing recovery mode, and how's that been for you?
Yeah, it's been really good. It was pretty slow at the start, but the last few weeks I've felt really, really good.
Boy, that's important there. And what are some things that you've been kind of trying to do to stay as healthy as you can here along the way?
I've been hitting PT really, really hard, and then just making sure at practice and stuff that I don't get my shoulder in places that it shouldn't, just so I don't tweak it anymore. Mm-hmm. And that has helped a lot, and just conditioning a lot.
Yeah, that's probably a bigger thing than probably anybody anticipates, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really big, and especially with my shoulder brace I have to wear, it goes right around my lungs, and so it's a lot harder to condition with that on.
Well, you bust kind of through your weight bracket on Friday, and was that just kind of the mentality, just go out there and get things done pretty quick?
Yeah, that's what I was planning on, and that's what happened.
All right, so but you get one more match at home for your career tomorrow night. It's kind of a weird feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm very excited, but it's really weird to just think about wrestling my last match here at here in Scott City.
All right, then hard to believe regionals coming up ahead. And have you had maybe an opportunity? I know you don't want to look too far ahead, but kind of scout some of your potential opponents at regionals.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few of them wrestle that I'll have at regionals. Mm-hmm. And I think I match up pretty dang well against him.
All right, then but it's also nice too. You're able to wrestle at the site last week where regionals is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. Colby has a very nice facility up there.
All right, well, congratulations on a good season. Glad you're getting healthy, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Colin McDaniel joining us here. We bump up to 157, and Caden Counsman joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you had a nice day on Friday last week. Kind of go through that.
It was pretty good. You know, my first couple of matches, they weren't the greatest kids ever, but I went through them pretty easy, pinned all of them in the first period. Then it came to the finals, and I had Dawson DeGood. He's definitely going to be my toughest match of the day. You know, came in, I wasn't supposed to win the match, and I came out and took him down in the first period, got back points, and then third period came around and I pinned him.
All right. You know, adjusting to a little bit heavier weight this year, after Christmas or before Christmas and on here, what are some things that you've had to maybe adjust to some of the bigger kids?
You know, I've had to be eating a lot more because I was mm-hmm. under for 150 quite a bit. I weighed in at 147 at GWAC. But it's just a little bit different wrestling mm-hmm. heavier kids than it is light kids. You know, they like to do a little bit of different things. They kind of mm-hmm. like to throw a little bit more. But I feel like I adjusted to it pretty well.
Oh, well, good deal. And it's you probably notice that they're a little bit stronger, but you're able to maybe use your quickness maybe a little bit more to your advantage?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how it goes, you know. Most of them are probably stronger than me, and then I get in there with my quickness with a low ankle and stuff mm-hmm. like that, and then I put legs in and run a power half.
All right, so I get one more home match tomorrow, and then it's regionals. But tomorrow night, it's always kind of a fun night, and what's it like being a part of that? Second year, last year at Cimarron, of course, you were part of it now this year with kind of the – mixing in with the youth program, the high school, what's that like? What do you remember most about that?
Well, it's pretty fun. I remember doing it when I was a little kid, you know. They all look up to us, so we get to go out there and be examples, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's been a good one for you here, and congratulations on your league championship and the success, and hopefully you got a good one coming up here for regionals next week.
Hopefully.
All right. Thank you again, Caden, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Good night, Adam.
All right. Good night to you, too. Once again, sophomore Caden Couchman joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here on our coaches show. And we're going to get head coach Dakota Hayes here on the headset. Well, coach, a big week for you last week. League champions as a team for the boys, second for the girls there. And these are big matches all across. About every match was very critical for you guys last week. And I think you had to like what you saw on both sides.
Yeah, no, I feel like a lot of our boys stepped up and wrestled to the best of their ability, mm-hmm. and hopefully we're starting to peak at the right time. And And that's really all you know, we've worked for all season. You know, we have quite a few 4A teams in our league, especially in wrestling. You know, yep. might not correlate quite to basketball or any other sport, but, you know, when you're talking about Colby and, and Goodland and Hugoton, or, Hugoton and Holcomb and all them, you know, Ulysses especially, you know, and being able to compete at that high level and get some key wins going into to regionals is always big. And, you know, some of our girls picked up big wins, you know, they're starting to turn that corner, and we're excited to see what kind of push we can make at the end of the year.
Yeah, starting with your boys, I don't know if I've ever seen any team do it like this. I know it's been this format for fourth year with Cimarron coming in, but even with the dual formats, I don't know if I've ever seen a team with seven individual champions, league champions, and I think that's what you guys accomplished last week.
Yeah, I think we ended up with seven. I don't know if that's really ever happened, but it's really awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got a great group of kids, great talent, and, you know, we got some of those sophomores that are stepping up really big, you know, Blaze and Caden and all those guys. And you know, the seniors are really rallying the troops this late in the season when we're kind of facing a little of that late season blues. And you know, it's a long season, but I feel like they're responding well, and you know, they're wrestling tough. And I feel like a lot of the, you know, they don't like those morning runs, but, you know, I feel like it's really paying off. And especially when, you know, somebody comes off the mat and goes, "Coach, I'm not really tired. I could have kept going." And you're like, that's awesome, because, you know, you might get to that match in the blood round at regionals where you might make it to state or not, and you're really going to need to push that tempo and be able to go. And hopefully all that kind of stuff pays off for all of them. So,
well, there's no question that you had some of your biggest wins in the middle of your weights there with Tyler at 132, Alex with a big one at 138, Aiden with a pretty good win there at 144, and then 57 with Caden, and then 165 with Blaze to win his weight class over a ranked kid as well. And, boy, those are just pretty monumental wins for you.
They are. It really kind of sets the tone for, and it's like I told them, I said, hey, this is your last tune-up before we really push that regional envelope there. And they responded really well and wrestled tough, and it's awesome to see.
Flipping over the girls' side, second place finish. I think you had to be pretty happy about that, where you were at. A lot of firsts and seconds along the way, and that's kind of where you want to be here with some really good wrestlers. And of course, we mentioned Haley and also Liddy here on the show that were league champions, but you also had a big win there for Audrey as well. And Brooklyn, I think, got second, and then as did Audrina. And of course, Dayanara, can't forget about her. She was a league champion as well, and Ashlyn as well. But really good showing there for your girls, and they're starting to kind of peak at the right time.
Yeah, no, they're wrestling tough. They're putting themselves in good positions, and they're making smart moves, and you know, especially for them, I mean, we're going to see some of that competition again here on Saturday for our regional tournament here, and you know, hopefully to get some of them some confidence moving forward. You know, they're wrestling tough, and they're picking things up, and they're willing to learn, and they're being coachable, and you know, that's really great. I mean, they're holding each other accountable and all that kind of stuff, and so for us, great teams mean that people are holding each other accountable and able to really, you know, be honest with each other and say, hey, pick it up when you need to pick it up, and wrestle better. And I feel like they're doing that.
Absolutely. And, well, tomorrow night, senior night as well, final home duel for the boys. And we talked a little bit about it with Caden there, but it's, of course, you get the youth programs there, both from Cimarron and the Scott City, intermingled in with the high school boys duel there with Cimarron. That's always an exciting time.
It is so much fun. Mm-hmm. You know, when they first started doing this thing, it was really awesome. I mean, because now we got guys in the high school that used to do that when they were younger, you know, when we talk about that, those youth kids, they're wanting to be there, that's basically, you know, showing them what something like that can be, and those kids just love it. They eat it up, and it's awesome to see them having fun, going out there and wrestling hard, it's awesome to see that wrestling tradition here in Scott City still going strong, and you know, we're looking for great years coming. Mm-hmm. So
I almost think the high school wrestlers have as much fun, if not more, than the kids.
I would agree. You know, They get to go out there and shake hands with each other, and, uh-huh. and man, those kids are crawling all over the high school kids, and kudos to them because they just eat all of it up, and it's a fun time, it's a great time, and getting them those young guys in there and enjoying it, that's what we're here for.
And nothing like being a 6, 7, or 8 year old and you get the whole mat.
Yeah, that's way bigger than what they normally get at a little tournament. So
yeah. But and then Friday you get their JV up to Colby. They wrap up their season. Hard to believe that. It feels so early, but it is how it is scheduled. And then Saturday you get to stay at home and you get ready for the regional tournament. And over 30 schools are going to be represented. And it's going to be awesome for Scott City to host a showcase one of these regionals.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's a really good thing for the community. We're going to be pulling in a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I think we're looking at about 200 girls are entered, and like you said, over 30 teams. I think the final numbers is 34 or 35, and we're looking at about 340 matches and all that kind of stuff, and just going to be showcasing some great wrestling and showing that, you know, the sport of women's wrestling is growing out here, yes. and it's awesome to see it kind of taking off and exploding, and mm-hmm. And hopefully some of our girls can wrestle to the best of their ability and punch that ticket to state. So
it almost feels like we're back to the kind of the 3-2-1A in a way.
Yeah, no, it does.
But no, that's exciting. It starts at 9 on Saturday, right?
Yep, 9 o'clock.
All right. So looking forward to it here, Coach. It's been a great season. I know you're kind of looking to continue that train here over the next few days and into state here in a couple weeks. Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, as always, for the time here, Coach. And good luck to you. We'll see you here coming up next few days.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Adam.